All right, have a Pirkei Avos. The Shem Yichukud Shabuchu Shchinta Liachet Shem Yukke Bevavke Yichudish Shleim Shleim Hashem Kol Yisrael to be Mekayim Minig Yisrael to learn Pirkei Avos during this time of the year. It's true the world is by Perek Beis, but we're still in Perek Aleph. Mr. Shem will catch up by Shavuos. I want to focus on the Mesikus of the Psicha of Pirkei Avos, the beginning, the opening. It's not the beginning, it's the Psicha, the introduction that Chazal chose. It's very unusual. We don't have another Mesachta, but Chazal brought from a different place a way to enter into a Mesachta. We don't have that. Every other Mesachta begins, Mei Mesai, Shnei Marichzen, we just go into the Mesachta. Over here, we don't go into the Mesachta. Over here, the Mesechta begins by bringing the Mishnah from Sanhedrin, by bringing help from Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'olam haba, that the entire Jewish people have a chelek l'olam haba. Shnemar brings a pasuk in Novi in Yeshaya. Shnemar va'amar kulam tzadikim l'olam yeshu aretz, that your people are tzadikim, the entire Jewish people, amar kulam tzadikim, and they're going to inherit the land. Neitzim atai, my planting, my first and strong planting. Ma'isa yodal yispoil, the work of my hands that I take pride in. So that's the beginning of Pirkei Avos. It's the introduction into Pirkei Avos. And the minigas that say that always before we learn Parak. And the question is why? We don't have such a thing by any other Mesechta in Shas. Why over here is there a psicha, Aleph, and Beis, why was it this choice of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba? And the answer, I think, is very obvious. The entire Mesechta, all of Pirkei Avos, is Musa and Hadrocha. Musa and Hadrocha, had to be an Erlich Yid, had to be a God-fearing Jew, had to be an Ish Neman, an honest, good person. Now the truth is that a person can very easily have, will most likely have, a Chalisha Sadas when you open up Mesechta Avos and you begin to learn. Because when you begin and you start learning the Mishnais, the Mesechtas, others, you see right away, it brings out in such a strong and clear way that I'm such a chaser. I am so empty. I am so far. I am such a mezuyev. Well, every single Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, you look at yourself and you try to see yourself in that Mishnah and you see that I'm mamish, the hepach of that Mishnah. Now, the problem is that the Baruch Shalom is giving us in this Mesechta, and Chazal are giving us in this Mesechta of Musa. Teichecha. Now, when you're coming to give Musa, when you want to give Musa, and the one who is hearing you, the student, the child, yourself, the one who's hearing the Musa, who's hearing Pirkei Avos, who to begin with feels legamrei me'uchzav ba'atzmo. Do I have to translate? Altogether disappointed with who he is. He sees himself to begin with as somebody who is so far from all of these Mishnayos. Every Mishnah he learns is the confirmation of how far he is from all of these Mishnayos. So the natural feeling that he has is, Mali ulechol halimudim ha'elu. What shaychus do I have to Pirkei Avos? What shaychus, what connection do I have to these limudim of Pirkei Avos? Therefore, we understand that before I can give any musar or hadracha, I have to first turn to this Talmud, to this student, and to myself, and to say, Dalacha, to say you should know. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelak l'olam haba. Every single Jew, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelak l'olam haba. Every Jew has a chelak l'olam haba. Ma'ase yodal hispoer. Every single Jew wants to know the sof kol sof. Every single Jew, ba'asher hu sham, whoever you are, and whatever you've done in your life, you should know that the sof of who you are, the tachlis of your existence, and who you are even now with all of these problems, is you're a ben olam haba. You were created, and you have the ability, and you will eventually, no matter what, get to olam haba. And not only that, I want to tell you something else. With all of your shtiyot in life, and all of the narishkeit of your life, ma'ase yodal hispoer. The Baal Musar, the Baruch Shalom over here, the Chachamim, the father, the Rebbe has to say, ma'ase yodal hispoer, you should know, amach kulam tzaddikim, ma'ase yodal hispoer. Ma'ase yodal hispoer. There's a whole Torah in the Likutei Moran Tinyana. Tiku Teichacha, Tinyana Ches. And there Rabbi Nachman Susani speaks about different kinds of Meichichim, different ways of giving Musa, different ways of rebuking, admonishing, teaching, different ways. And Rabbi Nachman says, Afa Pisha Teichacha Udova Gorl. Giving Musa is a Dova Gorl. It's a gewaldig thing, it's a big thing. And every Yid really has to try to help a parent, a Rebbe, to bring the child, the student, the friend, to bring it along the right way. Pick your office. And you see that this person is not behaving in the way that he should. It says in Torah, Chech Techech, and so on. Then he goes on, Rabbi Nachman says, but be careful, ki kisham mochiach ein eroi lochiach. But when the mochiach is not a person who should be giving teichacha, in other words, he knows how to say over pirkeyavis very well. He says a good shir in pirkeyavis. He knows how to say good musa. But he doesn't begin with what? Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelak l'olam haba. I want to know that you're a Yid. And I want to know that because you're a Yid, the Baruch Shalom says about you, Neitzer Matar, you're my first planting. I want to know what's planted inside of you. You know what's inside of you? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rochel, Velea, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, the Rabbi Shimon, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Ariyah Kadosh, the Chassam Soiv, the Chavetz Chaim, Neitzer Matar, what I planted inside of you, you have a shayrish of kedusha. You're mushrosh. You're rooted in kedusha Yisrael. Neitzer matai. I planted within you. I planted you through the others. Ma'ase yodal hispar atamishu. You know you're a ben olam haba. You're mamish. You're somebody. You're somebody. So Ibn Achman says, "Kishal mechiach enar lochiach." If the mechiach is not such a person, I'm going to go over to him in a minute or two. If the person is not this kind of a Baal Musar. As I learned Daesh in the Mayel B'Terchachto, not only does his Musar not help, not only does all of his Pirkavis not work, he brings out a stench from those who are listening to him. He brings them down. That through his Musar, he brings out all that's worse, the smell. He says, like you have something that has a bad smell and it's sitting under something, it's sitting there. He says, as long as you don't move it, you don't smell that, the bad smell. But when you start to move it, there are people who they give over gewaldige Musa, and they don't understand why is it that the people I'm saying over Musa to, who I'm giving Teichacha to, who I'm saying Pirkei Avos to. Pirkei Avos is so gevaldic. The shmuz that I'm saying is so gevaldic. Why is it that it's not bringing out the good in the ones who are listening? Why is it that my kid's not growing from my musa? Why is it that my student's not growing from my musa? Why is it that I'm not growing from my own musa to myself? Not only am I not growing, but it's like moving. Rabbi Nachman says something that has a bad smell. If you leave it alone, it doesn't smell so bad. You start to move it a little bit. Oh, you're saying a good vart. You're saying over a good musa. You start to move it a little bit. It brings out the worst stench. Adarabha, it brings him further away. It brings out worse midas. As I'm more in Ereach Ra. It's the same way when a person who does not, who's not the right person, who doesn't know how to give musa. Same thing. You remind your student, you remind your kid of how bad he is. You're reminding him of how bad he is. If you wouldn't have said to him the Musa, the Mishnah, he wouldn't be thinking about it. He'd be just who he is. But with all of the problems, but now you're reminding him more of how bad he is by saying over this Mishnah, by saying over this Musa. You're reminding him more. Then Rabbi Nachman goes on. When you have somebody who knows how to give the right musa, as the adrav, as I, in other words, when you have somebody who gives over pikyovis, but he begins always with what? Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelug Lalam Haba. You should know that your mom is the best. You're unbelievable. You're a ben olam haba. Ma'ase yodai neitzer matoy. I planted inside of you the ovis, the emos. I planted inside of you the Baal Shem Tov himself. Neitzer matoy. Ma'ase yodai lespar. The Baruch Shalom says, I take the greatest pride in you. You know who you are. I take the greatest pride in you. Da me'ayin basa. La'ana toholech. L'shlemiyata osalitim v'chizra. You know who you are. You know who you are. Why am I giving you over now, Pirkei Avos, the Musa? Because there are some things we got to tweak, you know? We're going to work on. Since you're such a ben olam haba, since you're such a gevaldig tzaddik, amech kulam tzaddikim. Kulam tzaddikim. Your mamash a tzaddik. Mamash a tzaddik. But the tzaddik also, everybody needs some work, just to work on some adjustments to try to help you to bring out this mitzias of who you are, of kol yisrael yeshlem chelek olam haba. So Rabbi Nachman says, abo kshem echiach, you can see the person's a real Baal Musa. The one who's a real Baal Musa, his children, his students, his friends, and even with himself, brings out the most delicious smell. He makes him want to be a better person. He wants to be a person that could do more, that could take on more, that could change the world. It makes him into a much bigger and better person. And when the person, Rabbi Nachman says, this is the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because right afterwards it says in Perek, and that's how Perek begins, it says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai means, sof kol sof, the first thing that a Mashpia has to do, that his Hashpah should be Hashpah, that is successful, is you have to make the person who's listening, you have to help that person be a clay kibble. Moshe kibble Torah Mesinai or Mesor Yeshua. Hashem Yisbarach made Moshe Rabbeinu into somebody who could be mekabel. Rabbi Akiva Moshe Chalav speaks about this at the beginning of his parish, Maimar at the beginning of August. You have to first make the person into a clay kibble. This person has been battered by himself. He looks at himself as being the lowest person in the world, as being a nobody, as being a nothing. You can come and tell him this Mishnah, that Mishnah, this Musa, that Musa. It just says, you're confirming everything wrong about me because I'm the opposite of all this stuff. So, Kodim Kol, you have to make the person into what? Into a clay kibble. Moshe kibble to Perim Sinai, and then Misarali Yeshua, and Yeshua is Kenim. So then it could move forward, and you're able to give. Once the person is a clay kibble, and he sees that he believes Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Kulam Haba. Neitzem Atai. Most Ma'i Se Yodol Yispor. Then already he's a clay kibble, and he's a person that his heart is open, whose ears are open, whose mind is open to what? To Mekabel Torah. Moshe Kibble Torah Mesinim Misarali Yeshua. Then you could pass along the Yiddishkeit. You can't pass along Yiddishkeit to someone who thinks he's unworthy of Yiddishkeit. You can't pass along Yiddishkeit if that kid feels, I'm worthless, I'm nobody, I'm nothing. You can pass along Yiddishkeit to a Jew who hears the words and believes the words, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. You know that? You also. Me? Yeah. You're a Ben Olam Haba. But I did this. I don't got to go over the whole history. Listen to me. You're a Ben Olam Haba. Not only that, Neitzematai. I planted inside of you the obvious, the most. You're wired for greatness. Mamish. Maisi Yodal Ispor. I take pride in you. I'm proud of you. You're my pride and joy, the Rebbe Shlom says to every Jew. The Rebbe has to tell the student, you're my pride and joy. I'm proud of you. Of me? You're proud of me? I did this. I'm proud of who you are. I also did stuff. You did stuff. We all do stuff. But I'm proud of you. I'm a kulam sadikim. Then this person's already what? A clay kibble. He's a clay kibble of Moshe Kibble. And the Yiddish guy can continue on and on and on with this person. And then he'll be able to give it over to his kids. And if he gives it over the right way, that brings out the good smell, then he's able to go. That one can give it over to his kids and his kids. Ad Soif Kol HaDoros. You know what tonight is? Malchus Shebegvur. Malchus Shebegvur means, how does a Jew, how do you bring a Jew up that he should feel, I have the ability, lehiz gaber, to be a gibor, to be strong, to overcome my etzar, to overcome my typhus, to be better. How do I give a Jew? The answer is, by telling him he's a ben melech. Malchus Shebegvur means, by believing in the malchus of your kid, by believing, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, the Baal Simcha said, "Call yourself b'nei malachim," and by your kid hearing from you that you have a malchus, by your student believing in your belief in him that he's a ben melech and that malchus, then malchus shebegvur, then you give that child, that student, the gevuras hanefesh, the strength, the gevuras hanefesh, to be able to overcome any yetzar. And then all the Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos are speaking to him. Because now he's a clay kibble to hear all of these Mishnayos. Without that introduction to Pirkei Avos, it's not a clay kibble. It's not makabel anything. It's not talking to me. You're not speaking to me. You know, the Biala Rebbe, Shchusan Edchalkas Yeshua, some of you have the Siddur from Biala I've seen over the years in Shul. I also have it at home. I don't dance from it every day, but I have the Siddur from Biala Rebbe. He was a big tzaddik. I was echid to see him, the Chalkis Yeshua. And the Chalkis Yeshua, he brings, by the 13 Ikarim, by the 13 fundamental principles of the Rambam, this 13 Ikarim, from Chazal, from Sanhedrin, based upon the Sanhedrin. So the Chalkis Yeshua, the Biala Rabbi Shchus Yilhanu, he adds two Ikarim. The last one, the 15th, I'm not going to talk about right now. That's the need of believing in tzaddikim. But the 14th is the lashon like this. Ani mamin be'emunah shleima. V'kach shi Yisrael him am skulosa nachalosa v'garoshalosh garoshalosh l'abariz baruch shemoy. I believe be'emunah shleima that every Jew is Hashem's portion, is Hashem's nachal, Hashem's goyrel, Hashem's am skulosa nachalosa v'garoshalosh l'abariz baruch shemoy. He asked that as one of the crumbs that a Jew should say every single day of his life, that I believe in the introduction to Pirkei Avos. I believe in Amech Kulam Tzadikim. I believe in that. And Ramat Chernobyl, at the beginning of Lukutei Torah, page Gimel of Lukutei Torah, Ramat Chernobyl brings from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Tzarech Lahamer B'munah Shleima. The Jew has to believe B'munah Shleima. Kisho Odom, when a Jew is Menaneya Afilu B'etzba Ketana, when a Jew moves even his pinky, any Jew moves even his pinky, the Baal Shem Tov said, Kisho Odom Menaneya Afilu B'etzba Ketana, that when a Jew moves his little pinky, it's causing all kinds of oilimus to move. Everything is changing in the universe when a Jew moves his little pinky. That's the introduction to Pirkei Avos. And anybody who doesn't believe in that, like the Kedushas Levi says in a few places in Parshas Ekev, he says in the Kedushas Levi says that if a Jew Chalila says, Ma Maisei Chashuvim Hashem, what I do is important to Hashem. Whether I keep these Mishnayos, I live this way, I don't live this way. Ma ma'aseh chashuv ma'ashem. The Kedushas Levi says that a Jew who says that is a kofer. He's not pikaris. Yeah, and he's got bigger problems now. He's not pikaris. If he says ma ma'aseh chashuv ma'ashem, what I do makes a difference. The introduction to Pirkei Avos is, yeah, listen, buddy, what you do makes a big difference. Your little pinky, what you do makes a big difference because you're my seedless, but I take pride in you. I'm a kum tzaddikim. You're on my team. You're on my chevra. What are you talking about? Now, with that introduction, let's learn Pirkei Avos.